Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I'm still loving our jingle.
Me too.
I just love it.
Me too.
Shout out Charlie Slabel.
Okay, my sister and her husband.
She has, you're her brother.
I am her brother. My sister and her husband were listening to this summer, and they texted me and were like, what is that one line that he says kind of fast?
Yes.
Because they're like, we can't really figure it out.
Too.
So here's what I think it is. And okay. This is how I hear it.
Okay.
And maybe we need to get verified from Charlie, but here's how I sing it in my head.
Okay.
It's everything is going good with everything because these are good days.
Yeah,
that's how I hear it.
Yeah, I think that's
it. But it's a little faster and a little snappier.
Yeah, I love it.
But I do love that jingle.
Also, I have another Well, Matt, we are getting ready for what number live event? Four. Our fourth live event.
Yes.
September 13th and 14th. We still have some tickets.
We do. We still have some tickets.
So when this podcast airs, there's still going to be tickets available. We know it.
We would love to see some of you. Here's what I want to say. Every live event is really special. Mm-hmm. We do have some people that have been to more than one because it's so different every time.
We have people that we're going to put in the front row that we're going to reserve their seats because they have bought a ticket every time we've had a live event.
I know. It's so awesome.
Yeah. Wilma, Mel, and Tina are the three. And your mom are.
Oh, well, my mom didn't get to come to one because she was on a cruise.
Right.
Oh. But there is a crew.
Listen, your mom does so much.
Oh, my word.
She's there in spirit every time.
And listen, we're doing this on my mom's birthday. Her birthday is September 14th.
And isn't your sister?
Yes, my sister and my aunt are coming in town.
Oh, that's
it's
so going
to be really great.
It is
going
to be fun.
And if you've come before and you're like, oh, I don't know. We're doing different things every time.
Yes, we
are. So we're doing it a little bit different this time.
I'm so excited. We're going to have the meal in the Amish home. We haven't put those tickets up yet.
Right.
But we're going to eat a meal in an Amish home. In a different home.
Yeah.
With a lady that used to work at the Miller Haas.
That's
at
so awesome.
RN years ago when we were both so young. we both were like, is that you?
Because we both
have changed so much and we're both so much older now.
Here's my only question about that is I don't care who you are. If your name is Leanne Miller and you're you, I feel like you leave an impression. Maybe she was being polite.
Well, she said when I pulled in, she looked up and the first thing she thought was, that's Leanne.
Okay.
And then she said when I talked, she was like, is it Leanne? You know, and then when I said who I was, she said, you're Leanne from the Miller House. I said, yeah.
That's so awesome.
And that setting is just, it is just what you would picture eating. That she is a single Amish woman who does this for her job, for her occupation. And it's everything you would think it would be.
That's awesome. Like, I can't wait.
It's just the building is also her house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's all one level. And it's just, it has so much charm.
Yeah.
So we have to limit the tickets for this one because her space is only so big. But I wanted us to experience her space. So
if you're unfamiliar with what it is, we do a live podcast event at Be Fearless on Friday night. A beautiful charcuterie board sponsored by Walnut Creek Foods. We bring in coffee. The Jura people are there. We have our Juras. We have our coffee. Are Good Day blend coffee.
We do frothy coffee all
evening.
We make
frothy coffee.
Everybody,
we will have decaf, just so you know.
Everybody leaves there wired.
Yeah. And so we have like a program, like a time where we record, for sure we're recording one live podcast. And our plan that's a little different is to record like a bonus episode on Friday night. Then Saturday, we have a whole schedule where we shop with you all over Amish country.
So
we take
fun.
You to some of our favorite places. And all of these places have either given us a gift or a deal or a discount or something really, really great.
Yes.
It is at your own pace, but we have a schedule where we will be
We call it a loose schedule.
Yeah.
Because remember, we do have Miller time. We do a loose schedule where you can stay at Be Fearless for the whole hour and a half, or if you're done in an hour and 15 minutes, or you want an hour and 45 minutes because you're trying on so many clothes, or you're really shopping the throw pillows at their at-home store, you can add or subtract time. You know, you don't have to, we're not a strict schedule.
Right.
Now the dinner, right. You know, when the dinner starts, everybody needs to be there. But otherwise, you know, you kind of just have a loose schedule of right. places. And it's so fun. Didn't you think the last time it was so fun to see what people were buying?
Yes.
I love that. And then we go to Walnut Creek Antique Mall, which we both love that place.
I love that place.
We bought furniture there. I bought so much there.
Yeah.
Our wood box at home by our wood stove, we bought there for $40.
Right.
And I love seeing what people, all the little old, you know, the old vintage or antique stuff.
Who collects swans? Who collects Disney?
Yeah, exactly.
Last time someone and our crew found like a creepy Mickey Mouse Disney pan puppet. Yes. That I did not buy.
Yes. And then is it Ella or Emma? It's the girls that I think one of them works at the school, at one of your schools. Ellie, bought me the little swan.
I know.
It was lip stuff on the inside. So I cleaned it all out with thieves, you know, to get rid of anything that might have been, you know, spooky inside. Yeah. And I carry it almost like a. What do they call those?
A stone.
Yeah. I carry it in my pocket. I love it.
That's so awesome.
It just was such a sweet gesture.
Yes. We would love to see more of our podcast family, to meet you in person, spend the weekend with you. Here's the other special thing, and we should probably talk about other stuff, but one other special thing that Be Fearless has agreed to do for us is if you're coming in for this weekend. So we had a friend last time, Amy, from California. Amy flew in.
And Tina did this too.
Yeah. Tina from Cincinnati. They came in early, and Be Fearless on that Thursday afternoon, just call Be Fearless and you can do a style ready. Yes. So they'll have you fill something out.
It's very easy.
To give you your sizes, maybe your style, and they'll pull a bunch of clothes for you.
It's so fun.
And you get a dressing room to try on all these clothes. It's called a style ready. Mm-hmm. And they said for our podcast listeners, if you're coming in that weekend, that they will make special provisions for you to have that service. Yeah. They don't usually do that on Fridays.
Yes. So Thursday and Friday, you can make that appointment. It literally is like having a stylist. This is what it is. It's not like it. It is. You have your own stylists that are picking out things based on the questions that you answered. They put it in your dressing room. And I have walked away from Style Readies with clothing that I would not have picked off the rack myself, that the girls there, they just have such a good eye. And, you know, they're in that age demographic where they know what's in style and, you know, what looks good together. And they keep up on things. And,
Well, and some of our friends, what they did is they purchased those clothes and they wore them to the event that night, which was really fun.
And Mallory and I did too.
Mm-hmm. Mallory had that floral jacket that was so cool.
I love that.
So anyway, if you're coming, or if you're planning on coming, or now you're like thinking about coming, we'd love to see you, and you can schedule a style ready.
Matt, how do people find tickets? Is it Eventbrite?
The Eventbrite link. So we'll have to post it on our Instagrams.
Okay. They could also look up eventbrite.com and just go under
Matt and Miller. Yeah, these are good days. Or Walnut Creek. DM us and we have the link at the ready for you.
Yep.
And then if you are interested in the style ready, if you're coming, give them a call.
Or DM them.
Or DM them and say you're coming that weekend and you'd like an appointment.
Yeah,
the other thing that's really cool is once you purchase your tickets on Eventbrite, there's an automatic email that I shoot out to you where you can get a block of rooms at a very discounted rate to one of our favorite hotels. So we don't want to say it because, you know, you can't just call up and be like, I'm coming that weekend. Once you buy your ticket, you'll get all the information for where you can stay at a really discounted rate. So it's going to be a great weekend.
It's so fun.
And honestly, September, the fall in Amish country is such a fun time to come.
And this place did give us a super great rate, and it's close. Now, you wouldn't walk to the event because it's on a main highway. It's on like State Route 39 and there's not a sidewalk, but it's close enough that you could walk.
Right,
like,
you
it's,
could.
It's,
but everything's it just, pretty close. Our plan, everything's pretty close together.
It's so convenient, yes.
So,
okay.
We're so excited.
Good day. Go.
Listen, I don't feel like I gave my summer... This is kind of what we're going to talk about, too. I don't feel like I gave my summer enough justice. All the vacations are done. We are wrapped up.
Yeah, and you're kind of sad about it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today is I've been kind of bumming. Yeah. But you know what is so great is we We took our kids school shopping last Friday. We have a thing where we take them to Target and we take them to lunch and we all do it together. And it's so fun.
On vacation?
No,
you got back?
When we got back. When we got back and our oldest Lucas said, "Dad, I think this was my most fun summer." And I could cry because it was so fun. And I don't think I gave Disney enough justice.
Listen, and I don't think you are at a place. Now, you could probably cherry pick some good days out of that long vacation you took. But there's probably lots of good days in there.
So many.
So what is a good day?
Well, here's what it was. Okay. I'm going to elaborate a little bit on Disney. Okay. So we went to
surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
My sister and her husband, they are more outdoorsy than me.
Yes.
He's done the Appalachian Trail.
Yes.
They like national parks.
Yes.
They like camping.
Yes.
I like the Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites, if you are listening, we do love you. We stayed at one in Charlotte that was beautiful and had the coolest room layout.
Of course it did.
My mom did talk to the manager and tell her about the
podcast. Your mom told the manager.
She did. She was like, "My son has a podcast and they talk about the Embassy Suites." So sweet. I'm more of an Embassy Suites kind of guy, and my sister and her husband are more camper.
They're like KOA, camp, tent.
They're tent.
Tent,
yeah.
Like, let's build a fort with rocks and sticks.
Yeah. And that's, you know what? Everyone has their journey, and that is a journey I don't want to take. But I love that they love it.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, their kids are like pocket knife making swords kind of kids.
Yes, yes.
And anyway, so we went to Disney all together. And they're not really Disney people.
Is this the first time as a family?
This is the first time as a family.
So listen, you were taking a little bit of a gamble. You were rolling some dice.
There was a lot riding on this trip.
Yeah, because it could really go either way. If you're outdoorsy and like camping and hiking,
like solitude and quietness,
Disney just might. It might not. It could have backfired on you.
You're right. You're right. So we went. Our families together, and my mom is in her upper 60s. She's not 70 yet, but
she's not in her upper 60s.
Yes, she is. Yes. So our first day that we were there, we went to Epcot. Now, if you've ever been to Disney, Epcot's the one it's the biggest park. And we walked 12 miles the first day we went.
Unbelievable.
Sun up to sundown. We were there.
How many steps is that?
I don't know, but it was 12 miles. And we went hard. Now, here's the thing. We took lots of breaks. Mallory and I are meticulous planners, so we weren't standing around like, "What are we going to do?" Often what we would do is we would say, "Hey, we can either do this ride or take this break," and we would let everybody pick.
Okay,
so it was kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Or we can do this next because it's close, or we can walk a little bit and do this if you really want to do that. So we gave a lot of choices. Here's the thing. There is nothing. Our kids went with their best friends. You know, our kids are really, really close. And so
with the cousins. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so for the cousins to be there together, we got to see it all through their eyes. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. Their kids love thrill rides. So they like roller coasters, and Disney does have some roller coasters. But the cool thing about Disney, not that I'm going to talk about this forever, is Disney was invented with the idea that parents and kids could do things together. Mm-hmm. So all the roller coasters, my mom went on.
Okay. Yeah.
All of the It's a Small World After All, even though it's not a thrill ride, every adult, like Remy, could go on it, littlest one. Right. So everyone did that one.
Right.
So I think the coolest part of it was there was so much to do together. And my sister's oldest son, he said, "You know what I love about Disney is every ride, it's like walking into a story, and there's a story. It's not just
a
roller coaster, like Pirates of the Caribbean. There's a whole backstory. Yeah. There's a burning pirate village and all that stuff." Yes. And so I think that's what it was. And it really, I can't speak for them, but I will say my sister's like, "So when could we go again? What would it be like to go in the future?"
What would it be like to go at Christmas? Oh my gosh.
Listen, we don't have time to talk about Disney Christmas, but it's awesome. And I think what it was for us is our kids had so much fun together. They're at such a perfect age to do that together. Mm. And listen, my brother-in-law, I know he might listen to this, but I'm going to say it. We caught him because he's an engineer. So he wants to know how the rides work. Right, right. He's like, he liked the customer service, the tech, like you use an app there. Like it's a seamless experience with some really cool stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
I mean, you I'm not going to say they're Disney people yet, but I will say they enjoyed it a lot.
Your good day was really like good days.
Oh, it was like, the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing. Listen, my mom, who's almost 70.
No, she's not.
Almost. She's getting close.
Almost. Can't get over it. I think she's like 62.
Nope. I know she acts like it, but she, you know what she kept saying every day? She was like, I am so proud of my body that we caught up. I stayed up. She kept pace with us.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
She's like, I'm just so proud of my body. I did it. And she, you know, we just did it. It was a honestly, it was a great age for all of us, for my mom, for the kids, because my mom's young enough that she still can do it.
Yes.
And her body's in a shape where she really can.
That's a good reminder for us all just to stay active and stay moving so that we can do it.
Totally.
Okay, my good day.
Yeah, you better take over, because if not, this will turn into the Disney podcast. It'll
turn into Disneyland. Okay, my good day is actually 2 days rolled it that really became it's like 2 days that are
and
one.
I mean, I guess I could, since I basically talked about my good days for a long time.
Okay. So recently we took Saturday and Daryl left before me. Listen, you know this about Daryl and I. If he wants to leave super early, I will drive separate. I am not leaving
at
5:30 or 6 a.m. So Daryl left at 6 a.m. to go down to our youngest son Joey's house because Joey wanted to redo some flooring at his house. Mm-hmm. He pulled up some old carpet and wanted to sand floors and redo them. Four boys were having room updates, room swaps. He has six bedrooms.
Woof.
He has
five
roommates. And they were doing this kind of rearranging of rooms. And so it was really a big deal. And my good day was also, I was so tired. So we went down.
Where's the good part?
So we went down, I took cube steak. I took this huge pan of cube steak and put it in his oven that I promise you is from 1972 and has probably not worked for the last 6 years. And it took 3 hours to get the cube. It was horrible. And so I'm like, oh, mission 101.
The child needs an oven.
We are getting a wall oven somewhere. And you know, let me just tell you something you might not know about Lowe's. When Lowe's gets new models in, they pull the old models off the floor. They put them right there in that section. They're on the floor, but they're not a display. And they deep discount them. Mm-hmm. I got a $2,500 oven for $510.
Lowe's
if you are listening.
Thank you for that.
And I said, listen, this is a quality of life thing. This is an early birthday present because you need a working oven that's not a fire hazard.
Well, and like you said, we talked about this before. When you are a landlord, you really need to provide working appliances for your tenants.
You need to be able to put in your frozen pizza and it cook properly.
Right.
Your mom needs to bring down a big pan of cube steak and it cook and bake the way it's supposed to in an hour.
I know you probably were fussing about that.
Oh, I was not happy.
I've been there.
I was not happy.
I've seen it.
Then I got the oven. And day two, we went down and actually that was the next weekend. I went down day two on Sunday and helped Joey finish his bedroom, finish it all off. And then we went down again the next weekend and Daryl installed the wall oven. We installed new lighting that we had gotten for him.
You really did it.
It was one of those things that, you know, when you have adult kids, it's important, I think, to know your place.
Yeah.
Their house is not your house.
Right.
You know, their choices are not your choices. They are adults. But there are moments when you know that you can see that your kids need help. Mm-hmm. They need a helping hand. They need a carpenter. They need, you know, if it would not have been for Daryl, that would have been a very expensive installation because he had to cut the opening bigger. He had to move the cupboard doors.
He knows how to do everything.
He just knows how to do that stuff. And then we preheated that oven and turned it on. Oh.
Did you make anything in it?
No, but I burned. You know, when you buy a new oven, you're supposed to turn it on and let it be on for a while so it has that burn off.
Almost like seasoning a cast iron.
Yeah, because it has like kind of a chemically kind of smell. And it worked great. And I was thrilled. So my good day was really feeling like we had done something really to help Joey.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something about loving someone with your actions, like actually like really getting to work,
right,
working alongside someone and doing something for them that's work oriented. Right. And he was just so appreciative.
I love that
was my good day.
That's awesome. Well, listen, we're talking about the vacation blues.
Yes.
Listen, this summer at one point you were in a funk.
I was.
You kind of got over your funk. You got through it.
I got through it.
But I came home from vacation and I'm in a funk. I have felt like I'm in a fog. I've only been home for like a week and I feel like I am in thick fog. Yeah, it'll be a week right now. Today.
Listen, there are several things this is called. Vacation letdown, vacation hangover, and then what was the third thing that you did?
I called it the vacation blues.
The vacation blues.
We call it the Disney blues sometimes.
And if you do a quick Google search on any three of those, there is so much stuff online that this is a real thing, Matt.
Listen, I do have to say, you came with a page and a half of notes, and that's impressive. That speaks to my soul. Like, you can teach a 55-year-old dog
new tricks.
So this is something I read. Actually, I was talking to a guy at church. If you've been to our live event, his wife is the Midnight Readers Club, Ian and Kara Smith. Mm-hmm. They're actually opening up a storefront in Apple Creek, which is awesome.
Aww.
And I was talking to them and we were just talking about this study that he read. And I looked it up and read it myself today that says, do you know the optimum time, like scientifically proven time to have the optimum days of vacation?
No.
It is 8 days.
Oh.
8 days is the optimum time. Here's why. It gives you enough time to get out of the routine, to unpack, to enjoy.
Yes.
And it gives you enough time to like break out of the cycle. Mm-hmm. But there is a tipping point where when you are on vacation too long, where you get used to this cycle, this new cycle, it almost becomes a new habit or a new way of life.
A new schedule kind of.
Yeah, a new schedule.
That's where you went wrong.
There it is. So I think I understand. Listen, all my teacher friends, there is a drawback to it's hard getting back in the rhythm. And I have just felt this like sense of wanting to squeeze every last part of it. Honestly, I think has to do with the age of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I did go in for some meetings recently and I was dressed and my kids were like horrified. They were like, where are you going? What are you doing? Well, how dare you wear clothes?
Well, also, I will say that, you know, you and Mallory balance each other out well because I heard through the grapevine that you wanted to stop back at Disney again on your way home after you went to see your grandma, Desi.
Never enough.
And, you know, this is the one thing that I read that I was like, oh, this needs to be said. When you go on vacation and you have a great vacation, there's so much dopamine dump in your brain.
Absolutely.
And in your body, that there's so much good. Like, you were getting good, good, good. And then you had Jen and Reese and the cousins and all this good.
And then Disney.
And
we weren't just even at the beach we've done. We were at the dopamine kingdom.
Right. So it literally, when you come home from something like that, the research that I read is there is literally a change in your brain chemistry that your brain has to readjust itself back to normal dopamine levels. Disney, I blame you. Disney.
How dare you? Don't ring that bell.
Holding you responsible for Matt's vacation blues.
Listen, I believe that. Yeah. I believe that we get a huge dopamine dump.
So when you come back from vacation, from a great vacation, your brain is really renormalizing itself to the normal dopamine.
And I don't know, truthfully, I don't know what I should be doing, but I'm like, we did unpack. We unpacked right away. Mm-hmm. I said, we need to get in some normal rhythm. Mm-hmm. So we did groceries. Mm-hmm. We took the kids school shopping. So we're doing some normal things, but it is so hard to get over the hump.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, especially this time.
Well, I read a couple of things that you can do if you struggle with vacation blues or vacation letdown.
I have some too.
Yeah,
I want to see what how ours compare.
And your family and our family both do this before they leave for vacation, and that is tidying up the house before you leave. No one wants to come home to a messy house.
Do you know how depressing and how difficult that would be to come back from a beautiful, lovely vacation where someone makes your bed and scrubs the toilet to a dirty house?
Oh, it'd be awful.
That's just hard.
Plan transition days.
Yes.
So a day or two where you unpack everything, go get groceries.
Yes, we do that.
Clean up the car. Like, mm-hmm. And it just kind of helps reset things.
Yeah.
I love this one. Is to put something inexpensive or fun on the calendar.
Mm.
And to do that either before you leave leave for vacation while you're on vacation, but to get something on the calendar that you can look forward to.
We've talked about this before, is having things scheduled when you know. I think we've talked about it in regards to the winter blues, is having things scheduled, because mm-hmm. we often have things scheduled. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, we have a friend coming this weekend, Disney Danielle. We'll probably talk about Disney, but she's coming this weekend, and it's just a good thing to look forward to. You know, it'll make us tidy up our house again a little bit. It'll make us have good food in the house.
Right.
It'll make us excited for something to come up. Here's something I read, is savoring the good times and letting those feelings linger. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's, we let our kids look at the pictures. We talk about it with our family and friends. You know, when people ask me about it, I'm not like, it was great, move on. But I really do talk about it because it was such a good, you know, we went out to lunch last week and I was like, it was such a good vacation.
Yes.
I couldn't.
Well, you felt sad. Like, you
I was sad it was over.
Yeah. And I think that's good, but I also think that it's okay to be, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, like, I'm sad that it's
totally.
Over. I did read something that was interesting on one of these studies, is that if these feelings persist longer than 2 weeks, then maybe it's a good time to make an appointment with your counselor.
Yeah.
Because this feeling could be attached to other things.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go back to my life. I don't want to go back to my job. I have a stressful job, so I don't want to face that stress.
Right.
Or I want things in my life to change, but I don't want to do the things that it takes to change those things.
Right.
So if the feeling of vacation blues or vacation letdown lasts for longer than 2 weeks, this article I read said make an appointment with your counselor.
I think that's a great tip. Another thing that I read too is getting another vacation on the books.
Yes.
You know, it's not too early to just like block out some dates to say, hey, what do you think about going away at Christmas?
Good.
Or
that
way you have that to look forward to as well.
One thing I've noticed about you and Mallory is that Mallory, you are more of a, like, you could live on vacation. Like,
Totally.
You could, and Mallory really, and this has been since I've known her, is when it's time for school to start, she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready to get back into the rhythm of that. She's ready to see her kids again. What is the proper title of her?
She's an intervention specialist.
Okay. She's ready. She's ready to see those kids again and get back into the flow. And so I do think that helps balance you.
Totally.
I mean,
I think I'm the dopamine chaser in our marriage, just like I would probably say you are in your marriage.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm like the let's have fun experiences.
Oh, yes.
You know, I love taking my kids to new places and trying new things. I mean, Luca had on his list this summer to try sushi and bubble tea.
Oh,
so we did.
Cute.
We tried those things, and we're just at such a fun age where that is like, it's magical to me. And this has nothing to do with Disney, but taking them to new places, giving them new experiences, something
food.
We have on our list that sounds so silly that we didn't get to this summer is taking them to a Cracker Barrel.
Oh my gosh. That's
because
so
they've
cute.
Never been to a Cracker Barrel.
Chicken fried chicken.
You know, they love going to Olive Garden on vacation. And I'm like, sure, let's go to Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, so it's those little things and those moments with my kids that's what I love about vacation as well. I mean, listen, I love drinking coffee till 10 a.m. as well. I'm not going to lie. So anyway, that's a huge part of it. But here's what it is for me too, is there are those things in life, like work, like getting your car fixed and grocery shopping. Those do they're a blessing and a curse, because on one hand, it's like, those are just necessary evils in your life that you have to do. We just have to do it.
Right.
But at the same time, it does create that rhythm of the mundane that kind of just keeps us chugging along and keeps us plugged in. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, when I really, you know, I've kind of trickled into meetings at work mm-hmm. so far, but mm-hmm. it'll That's really good. Pick up mm-hmm. here soon. Mm-hmm. I think once I get in the rhythm of Monday through Friday, we're waking up at this time, you know, all of that stuff. We have a small group at church that meets on Thursday nights that we look forward to. We have dinner with my mom.
Yeah.
All of those things, once those start picking up, I think for me, that regularity and truthfully the relationships that I have here, like having lunch with you last week was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, there's so many good things
yes.
here too.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
there's so many great things.
Yes. I've told you this before and you don't believe me. I say you do not want to live on vacation. You really don't. And you're like, yeah. I'd like to have a chance to
Listen,
try.
Lord Jesus, if you are listening.
I'd love to try.
Make me a millionaire and let me live
we've
on
never
vacation.
Never rang the bell for Jesus. Jesus, no. if you are listening.
Oh no.
Matt would love to try his hand Listen, at living on vacation.
I'd try it.
I think, though, there has to be purpose in our life.
Oh.
And I don't, I mean, yes, there can be purpose in living on vacation.
Yeah.
But I do think that there
that
is.
That does get old after a while.
Yeah. It there's something there.
Yeah. There has to be like true connection where you're doing
yes,
something with your life.
That's meaningful. This last March, Daryl and I went to Hilton Head and I went for the whole month and he came for the last 3 weeks. And it took him that long. That in the evening, he'd go out with a book on the porch and prop his feet up and smoke a cigar. And
what is it with all the smoking?
And he would, and he just relaxed.
Yeah.
But it took at least a week for him to get to a place where he wasn't doing, you know, it's just so in his DNA being raised how he was. Yeah.
Well, and I also think some of those things you love about vacation, bring them home.
Yeah.
So for me, I read so much fiction when I was on vacation.
Keep reading.
Mm-hmm. I read so many. So I need to keep that
keep
up
reading.
Instead of doom scrolling, especially going into the election. Lord knows I don't need to be looking at the Instagram.
That's a whole other podcast.
I need to put my phone down early in the evening and read on my Kindle.
Let
my eyes relax a little bit.
That's
let
good.
My brain relax. So some of those great things. Even like going out to dinner.
Yes.
We don't go out to dinner a whole lot, but maybe we need to do that once a week to say, let's just change it up. Then we don't have dishes at home. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we'll get through it as our routines and our, you know, normal schedules come in. It has to be hard for teachers across America coming back.
I'm sure it does.
I mean, there is a dread when you walk in Target on July 1st and it's like 4th of July and school supplies. And I'm like, no, not yet. So anyway.
Oh,
that's okay.
Hey,
listen, we have to talk about
food. Let's talk about food.
That's right. That's right. We have to talk about food. Listen, Walnut Creek Foods, I have to say something about them before we talk about a specific food thing, is we love them because the minute we said, let's do a live podcast event, they're like, what can we do to help? They are providing food for the charcuterie
They're
board.
All in
also,
with us.
Also, if you are coming Friday night and Saturday, you have the opportunity to win a Vitamix, which is like a really, really good mixer.
Really great mixer. It's like a bougie mixer. It's
it
like
is.
A $700
it's a bougie
mixer. It's incredible.
I know. Yeah. And so we love Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
Yes.
Listen, now's the time. The summer is winding down. So if you need some great meats or you're having like one last hurrah of barbecue, don't forget to stop at Walnut Creek Foods, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, and get what you need because their stuff is really, really good.
Really good.
Awesome. Yep. Hey, thanks for joining us in this conversation all about the vacation blues. You know, we say it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that
these are good days. This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.